All right, everybody has returned, it looks like, from that very brief hiatus to segment three of Program 8 of The Bigger Picture. I'm Marshall Wood, your continuing host for the remaining three segments of this program. And I'm going to just kind of create a light moment here. Been a little bit heavy in some of the things that I've said, even though I haven't been terribly factual to this moment. But I believe God gives us symbols, okay? God gives us metaphors of what he thinks of us, or he gives us pictures of situations that might be developing that if we look at them correctly, and I'm not talking about reading tea leaves or pagan omens, but Father God will give us things, just as it says in Proverbs, watch the animals and you're going to learn something from them. I want to talk about the two people at the head of our government briefly. That would be Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Well, it's really Kamala Harris, but I have a reason for calling her Kamala Harris, as you'll see. But we have two vapid, and I use that word very intentionally, empty-headed, vain non-leaders at the top of our government who have been placed there because we as citizens were given the right to shape the government that's over us, and this is what we elected. And so as a result of our pagan nation now, we have turned our back on God beginning in the 70s, and I'm documenting that in something that I'm writing right now and doing research on. We turned our back on God in the 70s. We became what we call now the post-Christian era in America. And God is letting us see what is leading us. Two people that know nothing, I don't care what they say, they know nothing about Father God and his methods. They are ego-centered people looking inside, pretending that they know something, and they know absolutely nothing. They're leading a nation of 330 million people to hell, literally. But here is what Kamala Harris would say at a speech I happened to attend that she's going to make in 2024. Okay, I'm being a little bit silly, as I usually am, but just bear with me. I won't sound too much like her, but this is the intellect of Kamala Harris. These are the opening remarks made by her at the annual convention of Mirrors and Toasters in Plate Glass, Pennsylvania, on February the 31st, 2024. And again, on the National Day of Commemoration of the Reason Why, that was celebrated on April the 1st, 2024, April Fool's Day, she made the same speech as she does every time she speaks in this battleground state of Pennsylvania. Here's what she said. My fellow attendees, have you ever thought why serendipity chose you to be here today? Think about it. You were here, right here in this place. I will now ask these three ladies you see here to stand and receive what is so well deserved by them. Give them a hand. Yes. They are here today. They're right here. And that fact is of momentous serendipity in and of itself. But why? Why? It is because all of us are united in those beneficent ways that we are all joined together. Right here. Not elsewhere, but here. I feel it, don't you? I feel it, don't you? I feel it, don't you? Okay. Well, how can we not ask why and then simply be overwhelmed by the inexpressible reality that the sun came up this morning? If you remember nothing else, remember this. Girls, you may sit down now. Thank you for doing what you did, incidentally, to add to our composite joy over what you did. And you allowed us to experience here, right here, now. Wow, just think about the meaning of what that means. It boosts us all to a new level of conscious existence. And I, for one, feel it right now. Don't you? I feel it right now. Don't you? Right here. Now in this place of great and high serendipity. Please know that as I conclude my introductory remarks today, that being here with you is why America is great. Right now, here. I close with my favorite words. From the Bible, I think it is. It's from Simon 17:6, which says, "Be ye here often until you aren't." I think it may be found in that wonder for Book of Hezekiah, actually. Well, also, thanks so much for embracing me today. I feel you right here today. Ta-ta, everybody. Okay, folks, that's what serves as Vice President of the United States. And yeah, she makes speeches to things like the annual convention of mirrors and toasters in Plate Glass, Pennsylvania, or on the April Fool's Day when she speaks on the National Day of Commemoration of the Reason Why. I don't think any more of her than that, and that's probably too much. And I feel even worse about the man who heads up our country. They represent the sin condition of America. We have been given the right to shape the government that's over us. And ladies and gentlemen, through our ballot box, if we assume that the Democrats have told the truth and the rhinos, well, there was no manipulation of the last election, horse feathers. No, I mean, there was no manipulation of the last election. Well, if that's true, then what we have elected, fair and honest fashion, tells us that we are foolish rebels against Father God, because nothing that she stands for, Kalimala Harris, reflects mine. Oh, incidentally, why'd I call her Kalimara? Because if you put an L-I in Kamala, you come up with Kali, the female deity who was the destroyer, the guardian of the underworld, the evolution of the Canaanite goddess Asherah and all those that followed. Now, that's the corruption we're about to talk about on the backside in segment 4. I hope you'll come back and listen to something that I might say could scare your pants off. God bless you. See you in the back.